We are talking audio description, but normally when we mention AD, we're thinking maybe TV, movies, theatre, museums. It's increasing its popularity, and if you haven't heard of it, audio description is like a narrative in between actors' dialogue, which paints a picture of what people would see on stage. So it allows blind and partially sighted people to really enjoy TV or a night out at the theatre. Well, did you know that there are now some adverts which are audio described? Should there be more? Well, there is a consultation looking for your opinions. Now, to tell us more, we have with us from RNIB, Sonali Rai. So AD on our adverts now, Sonali, is that relatively new?
Yes, it is a relatively new discussion. Again, if you look at it from the user point of view, then it isn't a new conversation because we've received many emails, many requests. I've had many calls from end users, people who use audio description over the years, asking why can't TV commercials be made accessible in the same way as content is at the moment. So you're watching Hollyhocks and an advert break comes in. You've watched Hollyhocks with audio description, but soon as the advert break starts, you have no idea what's going on.
It is a tricky one, isn't it? Because they are so short, you know, in between the dialogue, which is pretty compressed, you have to try and fit in some audio description. Now I heard this, I think we're going to go back about a year now, Sonali, when Procter & Gamble had an advert on TV, and I was listening to it and I thought, that sounds like audio description. It's describing, you know, what's happening on the screen. I'd never heard of this before. So did they really get the ball rolling on this?
Yes, they definitely did. I think the credit does go to Procter & Gamble for taking the first step and making that big announcement and drawing a lot of attention towards the need for audio description on TV commercials. I mean, as I said, over the years, we've had many, many calls. We've had many requests, but it hasn't had the same kind of impact that Procter & Gamble's announcement has had. Obviously, they are one of the biggest advertisers. It has inspired a number of other brands who are now looking at audio description. There's definitely a buzz around it. And it's great to see BCAP, which is the Broadcast Committee of Advertising Practice, looking at this from a wider perspective. They're actually consulting with blind and partially sighted people, people who use audio description, how they would like these TV commercials to be made accessible. What kind of content can actually be audio described? So as we discussed, you know, the ads are 30 seconds long. What RNIB will be recommending is that all TV ads must endeavor to make at least the key information clear through audio. So let's say, for example, you know, there's an ad for a supermarket. There's something new that's going to be introduced. But at the end of the advert, they don't mention their own name. You don't know what the product is. You don't know which supermarket. So it's not always about the story in the advert, but I think the key information is quite important. That needs to be made clear in audio.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, you know, the adverts are there primarily to sell a service or to sell a product. And if you're not reaching blind and partially sighted people, it's a massive group of massive audience, if you like, with spending power that you're not including. And there have been many adverts. I've had to turn to my wife and say, what was that about? You know, what was that discount or who was actually selling that product? So it makes sense that they should at least look at the very basics of audio description to get that message out.
Absolutely. And there's a precedent here. I mean, look at the radio adverts. They are clear. Everything is clear through audio. So I think we need to start considering the needs of people with sight loss. And maybe the answer here is to make the adverts accessible right from the scratch, you know, integrate accessibility. I was part of a conversation recently where they were talking about, do we really need to make car adverts accessible? Because blind people are not going to drive, but that's not the point. The point is a blind or a partially sighted person could be in a position to make that decision for a family where they're going to own a car.
Absolutely. You know? Yeah. And, you know, if that blind person receives disability living allowance or personal independence payments, they may have the high rate mobility component, which allows them to lease a car. So, you know, why not promote to them as well? Maybe, you know, some of the manufacturers, the ad companies just don't realise the things that visually impaired people actually have a say in and spend money on.
Exactly. I mean, that's your consumer group. And you're not even telling them which brand it is. You're not telling them what product you're talking about. So essentially, you're actually eliminating, you know, a customer group if you're not making your adverts accessible. So R&IB will be responding to the consultation, but equally it's very, very important that blind, partial-sighted people, AD users, and people in general respond to the consultation, because the regulator needs to hear from end users how important oral description is, how important accessible ads are.
Absolutely, Sonali, and we do want our listeners to get involved. You can email adpolicy, and the A and the P are in capital letters, so that's adpolicy@cap.org.uk. Is there a closing date for this, Sonali?
Yes, the consultation ends on the 7th of February.
And we will, of course, keep you updated on the results of the consultation and the next steps here on the radio station. But Sonali, if people would like more information on audio description, you would like to know more about it, how to get it, or they may even have some complaints or some suggestions you could help with, how do they get in touch?
The easiest way to get in touch with us would be by sending us an email, audiodescription@rnib.org.uk.
Sonali, look forward to catching up with you to learn more about the results of the consultation. But for now, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.